Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 279.
Too many years have been wasted. Too many lies have been told. Too many tears have been tasted on my lips. Too many dreams have been sold. Start a light in this room. Craving the warmth of the sun, I dive naked into the joy of self-discovery. I am born, I'm a free man. Loving who I am, nothing more and nothing less than a free man. Free from shame, I claim my name, my name is imperfection, proud of who I love and who I am. I'm aware that I am a contradiction, shadows and light combined. I'm a free man, loving who I am, nothing more and nothing less.
To Bear Podcast, everyone. This is Nard. And you just heard Free Man by Freddie Freeman. In fact, he's our guest in this episode, and it's good to have, you know, a change of pace. And we haven't had a musical artist for some time now, because for the past few weeks we've been geeking out. Ray and I have been geeking out and talking about Comic-Con and TV shows and sci-fi. So it's good to have a change of pace. And now we have an artist in the show. Okay, so Freddie and I talked about Bearpalooza. In fact, by the time this comes out, well, it's going to be probably August 22nd, which one of the events is coming up very soon. So I hope it's not too late when you guys hear this. Okay, so here we go with Freddie Freeman.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice. Nice butt.
Yeah, sure.
So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a bear.
Hey, everyone. This is Nard. And joining me in the show is Freddie Freeman, the musician, producer, and founder of Bearpalooza. Welcome to the show again, Freddie.
Hey, Nard. How you doing?
It's been a long while. Yeah, that's right. It's been a long time since we last spoke. And it's actually probably last time I saw you was about 2007 in the last Bear Jam.
That's right. You were here for 2007. Oh, what a show that was.
That was like, that's right. That's a long time ago. But it was so much fun. You guys are having so much fun in the stage also.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite shows. That was so fun.
Yeah.
I remember I got to do that Prince medley. That was like a highlight
for
me. Yeah,
I think I still have that footage somewhere.
I know. I have it. I just watched it.
Oh, okay. Okay. So actually, it is a kind of a change of pace for Bear Podcast, because for the past few episodes, for the past month or so, we've been totally geeking out on Comic-Con and movies and sci-fi and stuff, and we haven't had a musician for a long time, and it's great to have you in the show again and to talk about Bearpalooza. Yeah.
You know I love your show. I'm so glad to come back. I'm sorry I've been away for so long.
Yeah, you've been busy, I know. And you were in Buffalo for part of Kendall's CD promotion, right? His album promotion.
I was in Buffalo back in May for Kendall and I to go on tour, because I just finished helping Kendall produce his latest album. And so we decided when the album was done, well, we need to promote my album too. My album's been out for a couple of years, but you know, it's still new to a lot of people. So I wanted to get out there and promote it a little bit more. So Kendall and I just kind of, it was one of those things where, you know, you're supposed to plan a tour like 6, 7, 8 months ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
Just said, screw it. You know, we're both unemployed right now. Let's just throw together whatever tour we can. And I threw a tour together in a month.
Mm. Oh, that's,
and we should,
it's easy if there's only two
but
of
it,
you.
But it worked. Yeah. We didn't expect to like make money on it or anything. I mean, it was like mainly for promotional reasons.
It's always good.
So we went all over the place. I mean, we started in Albany, we went to Syracuse and Rochester, and then we went to Chicago and Detroit and Indianapolis and Columbus and Louisville, Kentucky. We were traveling all
that
over the place.
That is awesome. So did you, so it's just the two of you. So it's all acoustic and him playing his and Kendall doing his music extravaganza, his disco and his sound effects and his.
Well, you know, I can't ever do anything without like involving a lot of other people. So along the way, we had different guests. You know, like in Chicago, we had Tommy John, Scott Free, and then in Detroit, we had Steve Reed. We had some other people, and then for the last leg of the tour, for the last 4 or 5 dates, we met up with Elijah Black.
Mm, that's right. Well, that's right. He lives in Ohio. Kind of easy drive to meet up with him. Anyway, so how are they? How is Elijah? I haven't spoken to him for a while. I only see him on Facebook.
I mean, those guys are awesome. I wish I could like be with them all the time.
Jam all the time. Just awesome. He's is he still doing some of the tours with you guys this year?
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, the rest of the year for Bearpalooza, I think that Kendall and Elijah are playing all the shows. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are. No, wait. Yeah, they are.
They are. Okay, how about talking about one of the gigs that you guys are going to have. It's August 22nd.
August 22nd. That's just like 5 days from now.
You should have contacted me earlier. But yeah, it's a...
I am so excited, though, because like it's a new campground called Roy's Hideaway. Mm-hmm. And Roy is like the sweetest guy, and he like this thing has gone from just a little thing to like now, you know, we have a DJ after party and we have like 6 artists, and like this thing at Roy's has turned into like a big extravaganza, and it's a fantastic lineup.
Okay. So you have the main ones we've had before, like Elijah was there, Kendall, Michael, and of course yourself. The new ones, do you have any new ones who are coming on board, just new ones?
Well, new to Bearpalooza, Scott Free. Mm-hmm.
Scott Free.
He's somebody I've wanted for a time, and it's just like not worked out until now because he's really busy too. He's like a real activist in the queer community, and he does a queer book festival up in Chicago, and he has Homo Latte that he does in Chicago. So he's a busy guy like me. Mm-hmm. But finally, everything lined up, and he was able to join us he's joining us in Georgia. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be awesome. And then another new thing is like I became friends with a guy who's known as like a club music producer and a DJ. It's DJ Shane Phoenix, and he has convinced me to, you know, try having a DJ and having an after party. So we're giving that a go at Roy's. That's going to be our first time doing that, and he's going to be spinning an after party after the show. Mm-hmm. And they're going to broadcast it live on Q Nation FM, which is going to be nice. They're going to broadcast the whole show.
Oh, that's awesome. Wow. Going to be in radio. Is Jay going to be performing a lot too? Is he doing the Lil Fuzz?
Jay isn't doing Lil Fuzz so much anymore, but he's he always performs with me. You know, we bought him an even bigger djembe, a big African drum, and he plays that and he sings with me. And sometimes he does his own song. Yeah. So he has a good time and he loves it. I don't think he's really into the Lil Fuzz
not
thing
anymore. Yeah. I think I have some videos of that too. I should send it to him or something. Mm-hmm. But you know, I really envy you and Jay, you know, partners mm-hmm. and being able to perform like that. And, you know, I sometimes play the guitar and it's always nice that my partner, Mike, would sometimes jam with me. But I would actually do the mm-hmm. teaching him a little bit more of, you know, the three chords, some Ramon songs. But it's so nice to have your own partner to jam with you.
You know, it's nice to hear you remind us of that because we've been together 5 years and we forget like how blessed we are to have that. And we, you know, start bitching at each other about, you know, whatever song we're trying to do or like, you know, going to shows and stuff. So it's good to have somebody like you remind me that, hey, wait a minute, you're really blessed to have that. And like, you know.
That's right. It's something I envy myself too. Yeah. And how about, Michael Wiss is going to be with you guys, right?
Yeah, and I'm excited because Michael hasn't, like, been as involved as he used to be since he helped me do the tour last year in 08, and he's been kind of doing his own thing because, you know,
I know, Michael, if you're listening, oh my God, congratulations again. He's awesome.
And I haven't seen the baby yet, and I want to, but he can't.
I've only seen
pictures.
He's not
going to bring the baby to Georgia. Yeah, me too.
I don't think he can drive. Bring the baby to the concerts or to your gigs. Probably not.
Yeah, I don't think he's not going to bring the baby to the gigs. I mean that would be difficult.
But it's so nice. Yeah, I sometimes catch him. You know, him posting some pictures and videos and yeah.
Yeah.
I guess you have to go to Maryland just to see.
Yeah, I will eventually.
That's right.
The next couple of months are just so crazy busy though.
But
because then I mean, go ahead.
Yeah, he's going to be busy. You're going to have another gig.
Oh, yeah, I was going to tell
you.
Yeah,
okay, go ahead.
And after I get done at Roy's in August, then in September, we're doing a big Bearpalooza event as part of Fall to Wall Fur Conclave in Detroit, Michigan at Diamond Jim Saloon, September 19th. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be a couple of new people at that, which I'm really excited about. Well, not new. There's actually a local act that goes by Blair and the Boyfriends. And Blair is actually somebody who used to front Urban Folk Collective, which was at the second Bearpalooza in New York.
Nice. Okay.
So it'll be the first time having Blair back, which is really awesome. I'm really glad to have him back. And then we have a comedian in Detroit for the first time named William Brown.
Oh my God. I know William. Oh my God.
I haven't met him, but I got to tell you, when Kendall and I were on tour, when we went to Columbus, we stayed with Terry and Rob. I don't know if you know Rob Goodman. He also RC the Bear Cub. We stayed with him and his partner, Terry. And the next morning they showed us a video of William.
Oh my God.
Of Apple Brown Betty. And I was like, I thought he was hysterical. Yeah. He cracked me up.
He's got that luggage rack story all the time. Oh my God.
Yeah. So, I mean, I loved the video and I thought he was hysterical, so I wanted to book him.
That's awesome. He's a good entertainer. Yeah. He can, he'll do a good job, I bet. He's going to be at Detroit. Yeah, I've been there a couple of weeks ago, the first time in Detroit also. And it's a very nice city, and I think you're going to have a good time there.
Yeah, Kendall and I actually played Diamond Jims on our little tour in May. That's how this ended up getting hooked up. And we had a great time. It was one of our best nights. They loved us in Detroit, so we can't wait to go back. The guys were all over me in Detroit, so I can't wait to go back.
Awesome. Wow. That is awesome.
We were on tour, so we got to Detroit. Like, it was the first place in the tour where, like, after the show, all these men wanted to get with me. And I was like, oh, this is awesome. But we had a gig in Indianapolis, like, the next day and had to get up at, like, 5 in the morning and leave. So we had no time to go.
Who else is going
to
be playing?
Kendall, Elijah, Scott Free again, Steve Reeder, Blair and the Boyfriends, and me.
Awesome. Okay. Steve Reeder. And
hosted by William Brown. Yes, Steve Reeder.
Tell me about him.
He is awesome. He is like an electric guitar guy. Like, he's into like Kiss and AC/DC and stuff, and his music is a lot like that.
Okay.
But it's just him. Like, he hooks up his guitar with his little, you know, Line 6 pod, and he goes to town. He rocks out.
Does he have a band? I mean, in these acts that you guys are going to have, are you going to have a full band or something?
Let me tell you what it comes down to. Because you have to rent the drums and all that, you know. So, I mean, I'll have them again. Mm-hmm. I'll have full bands again. But, you know, just when we start to get some better sponsors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Because when I did those shows in Nashville, I mean, it costs a fortune to rent all that stuff.
That's...
And none of the artists made any money because we paid the drums and the amps and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's pretty hard.
So now, like, I try to book acts that are, like, either acoustic or they use tracks or, you know, something like he uses tracks for the bass and drums, and then he plays his electric guitar and sings. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty varied. I mean, like, you know, in Detroit, Blair and the Boyfriends is going to be kind of like an acoustic ensemble. Mm-hmm. I usually play with Jay and Charlie, and it's kind of full, and Kendall uses his tracks, and we find ways of making it more than just guys with guitars, because I know people get bored with that.
But it's all fun anyway. I like acoustic. I like it whenever you guys play acoustic. So how about, that's on September 19th, and you have another one. What's the other one?
And then October is our, I can't believe it's been 4 years already, it's our fourth year at Sawmill Camping Resort. In Dade City, Florida. That's just between Tampa and Orlando. Mm-hmm. And that place is awesome. I love it so much.
I remember those days.
Just a great show.
I remember those days when I think the first time you guys went there with Kendall and the trails. Yeah, I remember the stories about it.
the trails.
Okay, who's playing in Sawmill that weekend?
Sawmill is me, Kendall, Elijah, Gordon Michaels, Don Harvey, and Michael West.
I had Don Harvey in the show before. So Don is going to be playing this time.
Yeah.
Of all those three shows, this time he's going to join this time. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome that he could join. And, you know, I'm still wondering about Michael, though. Michael, being a dad and everything, being able to... you know, take care of a kid, and then now he's still touring. So I don't know how he does it.
Well, I mean, it's hard for him. He came to Milwaukee right before the baby was born. Mm-hmm. No, right after the baby was born, and did a show at Pride Fest with us, and then he's going to do these other two. But like, other than that, like, I've done a lot of stuff this year that he hasn't been involved in because he's taking care of a kid.
Yeah.
You know. And that kid is his world. Like, he loves that little boy. Like, you wouldn't believe.
That's awesome. Okay, so actually earlier before the show, I wanted to ask you something, and it's about Tennessee, because during our trip, my partner and I were driving. We went through Tennessee, and we went to Memphis. And you know where, if you like music, You would go to Memphis?
You go to Beale Street.
Where?
Beale Street. Beale Street in Memphis.
Is that a lot of where the gigs are?
Yeah, for the blues.
Oh, for the blues music, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, one of the places also we went to there, we only stayed there for a day. I mean, we went there during the day, so we didn't go to the gigs at night. But we went to Graceland. Yeah,
oh, you did.
I'm sure you've been there before, or
no? Actually, I haven't been to Graceland. I've only been to Memphis once for one day.
Really? And yet you? Okay.
Yeah.
You're not much of a Elvis fan, or you?
I appreciate Elvis, but I'm not, crazy over Elvis.
Okay. But yeah.
I know he's important. But...
okay, I understand. But yeah, it was just interesting because we went there and it's kind of interesting that seeing some piece of history, of American history right there, you know, just having to see.
Sure. I mean, I want to see Graceland and I keep saying, we got to go over to Memphis. It's only 2 hours away. Yeah. We got to go. Yeah.
So, are you done with your tofu now? you told me earlier you're eating something. What's your recipe again? You made it yourself. What is it?
Wait, say it again.
Oh, your dinner for tonight. It sounds interesting.
My dinner. I made brown rice with tofu and vegetables, and I cooked it in ginger and garlic and sesame oil.
Ah, okay. Now that's really interesting.
I know it sounds like I'm eating really healthy, but
it's a.
I don't eat like this all the time. I also have a chocolate cake that I'm working on for my birthday.
Oh, it's your birthday yesterday. Oh, yeah. Happy birthday. Oh, my God.
Well, thank you.
So how did you and Jay celebrate?
We went out to dinner at Olive Garden with some friends. That's what we usually do because I love Olive Garden.
Did you get the unlimited pasta or something? Or?
So, yeah, I didn't get unlimited pasta, but it was. I always get the same thing. I always get chicken parmesan, so I'm easy.
What I like there is the tour of Italy whenever I go to Olive Garden. I like that. It's, you know, it's got that parmesan chicken and some pasta.
Oh, that's right. I usually get that. That's what I usually get with the chicken parmesan on it.
It's just extra pasta. It's just lasagna. It's very yummy. But yeah, it's awesome.
Well, I'm not eating the best, but I'm very happy that, like, I haven't smoked for 27
days.
Oh,
that's awesome. I remember you do smoke. Yes, you did smoke back then, I remember.
I feel so much better. And, like, you know why I finally quit? Like, two reasons I finally did it, even though I've been trying to quit for years, is, honestly, Nard, last time I performed, I couldn't breathe. I couldn't...
Yeah, think. it's hard if you're smoking.
And I went, like, I still had the tone and nobody knew the difference. But for me on stage, it was like a nightmare. Like, I didn't know if I was going to get through the song. Oh. Mm-hmm. So I finally, like, I got to quit because I want to perform,
You'd rather do that.
And for so many years, I could get away with it and have both. But then, like, after so many years of abusing my lungs and sucking in smoke, finally it was like, you can't have both.
Well, like a...
It's one or the other.
They always say there are other better things to put in the mouth, you know. So,
yeah, absolutely. So then, while I was at Kendall's this last time, I came down with pneumonia.
Oh gosh! Wow.
And I was sick for most of the time I was at Kendall's.
And you were still performing,
so, like,
though.
2 days after. Well, 2 days after I got sick, like, I decided that part of the reason I was getting sick was I was smoking. Mm-hmm. Because I, like, it lowers my immune system, so I quit. I just said, "That's it, I'm done."
Oh, that's good. It's a good.
And I'm not smoking anymore. And then 3 days later, we had a gig at Jones Pond, and I had like 103 fever.
Oh, wow, it's a good thing you went through it.
And we were at the campground, and their friends that had a trailer there had a gazebo thing with a bed in it, and they had me in there. We called that the infirmary, and they had me in there sick the whole time I was there. Wow. And the day of the performance, I dragged myself up to the stage and performed.
You still managed. How many songs did you make? How did you do? I mean, you just sing.
Well, I did 3 songs, and then I said, "I'm sorry, I'll have to continue this later after Kendall's set because I'm tired."
Oh no! God, you really should have been pushing.
But everybody, I came off well because everybody was like, "Oh, I can't believe he's actually performing." Uh-huh. You know,
that is awesome.
So I did come back and do a second set when Kendall was done, and it was great.
Well, that's good.
But then I went back and was sick and for another 2 weeks.
Gosh.
And now I'm like, fine, everything's great. I feel better than I've felt in years.
That's good to hear. And yeah.
And I'm like ready to tackle the world now.
And do more gigs. That's right. Anyway, yeah. But anyway, okay. So we're running out of time. And well, it's great to have you again in the show. And whenever you have something going on with Bearpalooza, you're always welcome to come back.
Yeah, tell people to come out and check out the shows. We want, you know, want to see smiling faces, especially bear
yes.
ones.
And okay, so everyone listening, go to bearapalooza.com and put the links on the website and check out the upcoming gigs.
Right.
On right. One in August 22nd. It's going to be in where is it? Where is it again? It's going to be in Georgia.
Oh, the one in
it's
Georgia?
Be in Collins, Georgia. So
right, this yes. Saturday.
And Saturday, and then the next one will be on September 19th in Detroit,
Michigan.
Michigan.
Yeah. And then October 3rd in Dade City, Florida.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, okay, so any other plans after that?
Well, Kendall and Elijah and I are playing at Midwest Bear Fest.
Oh,
in December in Indianapolis.
Okay.
And then next April, Elijah and I are playing at the Girth Mirth like Crossroads convention in Indianapolis.
You make some announcements on that on next time.
Oh yeah. And then of course our West Virginia Long Fork gig is going to be annual July 4th, and then the Sawmill thing is annual. So there's going to be a lot of stuff going on in 2010.
I really envy you guys being able to do all those stuff. That is awesome.
It's a lot. It's hard
yeah,
work,
it
though. I mean, you know, you make a choice to live this lifestyle, and you have to sacrifice a lot to have what you want. And this is what I choose. Yeah, this is how I choose to live. This is what's important
that's
to me.
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
I sacrifice a lot of other things to have
yep.
it. You know.
So okay. So well, thank you very much again, Freddie, for joining us in the show.
It's my pleasure, Nard. Anytime.
Okay.
Thank you for all your help and
thank
support.
Thank you so much. All right, that was an awesome interview with Freddie Freeman. So thank you, Freddie, for joining us. Okay, one of the artists at Bearpalooza is Tommy Johns. He's actually one of my favorites. And I'm going to play a little bit of his song, Lucky, an unplugged version, at the end of the show. Okay, so guys, if you have any comments, send your emails to nard@bearpodcast.com or ray@bearpodcast.com if you have any comments for Ray. And visit the official website at bearpodcast.com. Subscribe via iTunes. Oh, call us 206-222-BEAR if you have voice comments or played the show. That's 206-222-2327. And what else? Subscribe via iTunes and go to MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter. Yeah, Bear Podcast, @BearPodcast on Twitter. Okay, so yeah, thank you for listening, and we will catch you guys next week. Many whoops and many hugs.
There are some things I just don't understand. There's beauty that you can understand. I am glad I decided to be free. I'm so lucky to be alive.